I'm Royce.
I'm Chris.
And this is Twin Teens Talking, Teens Talking, TCGS. We have a decent show for you lined up. Good might be too strong of a word.
Yeah.
Lots of things happen. You get some updates on Andres. You know, the same deal. It's convoluted. Doesn't quite make sense. Really loud. People interrupt each other. I probably laugh at my own jokes and talk too much. And you'll figure out why Paige, the intern, described herself as a scrappy motherfucker. It's probably the biggest scoop. So without further ado, here's the theme song.
1, 2, 3, 4. Welcome to episode 2 of Teens Talking TCGS. I'm Naomi from New York.
I'm Andres from Massachusetts.
I'm Paige.
I'm Royce from San Francisco-ish.
I'm Chris from San Francisco-ish.
And we are podcasting.
That intro went well, right?
Episode 2.
First 5 minutes of our show are notably unlistenable, and then it picks up from there.
Mm-hmm. It picks up from there.
Yeah.
It's still unlistenable, but...
Apparently it's not unlistenable. We got a very, very strange amount of listens.
Can I just say, what the fuck? Yeah. What is wrong with you people?
I'm still confused. Yeah. It's like 800?
Well, it's gotten to the point.
I'm pretty sure it's 900.
I think it's almost 1,000 at this point, if you went and checked.
I'll check right now. We'll check right now to see. It is you can keep talking.
It's gotten to the point where the free amount of bandwidth and space for visitors that the podcast hosting website has given us, we're almost there already, and we have a month to do this. So we're going to have to start paying to put this up.
Stop listening.
Everybody stop listening. Don't stop, please.
Stop listening. 984. 984 plays.
So thanks.
Oh my God.
Also, I'm going to have to pay $2 a month to keep this up. So
each.
So no thanks, really, in a way. I'm not thankful. You're taking $2 away from me that I can use on soda and candy.
Or
and
candy.
Comic books, because I'm a teen and that's what I do.
I think we need to start like a what's the word I'm looking for? A Jimmy Fund sort of a foundation.
Kickstarter?
A foundation for Royce to get hyphy.
Yeah.
Yeah, get hyphy. Bay Area. Yeah.
We'll make a commercial. Like one of those commercials for like Aperture, and like every minute a young San Francisco boy doesn't go hyphy. With your help, we can change that.
Can we make an actual commercial?
I'm pretty sure to get hyphy truly, I think you need to get on ecstasy and just start fizzing everywhere.
And how much does ecstasy cost?
I have no fucking clue, to be honest. I'm sure I could find somebody because I'm a teen. I don't think any teen, if they ask around enough, could get access to ecstasy.
Okay,
it's probably like $2 a month. I think it's like a yearly subscription, $2 a month.
Yeah. You subscribe to Ecstasy Weekly?
Yeah.
It's like a really efficient. It's a really efficient system. You know, they bring it to your door. It's like those farmers markets where they give you fresh produce, but it's just Ecstasy.
And it's like an unmarked box, so like you could be buying adult diapers, but you could be buying Ecstasy.
It's a guy comes in like a Chevy Impala with hydraulics in it every morning. Right on the dot every Sunday morning.
All right, we need to get back on
track.
We
really do. Okay, wait.
Okay.
This week is violence?
Is that okay.
Violence.
Yeah, the theme this week is violence.
Okay, can we just,
which
like,
is logical, coming from, like, a bunch of, like, pretty chill teenagers.
Dude.
Well, no, wait. The reason why we chose violence as a topic is because in last week's episode, in a portion in which Paige's mic was cut and literally no one was able to hear, Paige mentioned that she was in a fight club in the fourth grade.
That was awesome.
That was incredibly intriguing.
Yeah, and we kind of cliffhangered it. We're like, if you want to hear about this, you got to listen next week. So we expect at least 1,000 listeners to know all of you listened in to find out about this.
No one knows about it because your fucking mic cut off because this is the most low budget.
Paige's Fight Club. That's the episode name.
Yeah, Paige's. It's going to be Teens Talking TCGS Episode 2, Paige's Fight Club. And everyone's going to be like, what the fuck? And click on it.
Oh, can we say at the top, though? We should probably start saying the email at the top so we can just like get that out of the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good plan.
Yeah, thank you. That. Okay, so what's the email again? I don't actually know it. I was hoping one of you knew it.
Very professional of you, Andres.
It's tcgsteens with a Z. tcgsteens with a Z at gmail.com. Email us about your favorite violent moments, whether in your life or just on TCGS.
Oh, in general.
I guess since this is... Yeah, in general. You know, we want to know about you. We don't really care about the show. It's over. I mean... We'll find whatever.
There is like a weird overlap of TCGS fans and wrestling fans, I feel.
Yeah.
So you can talk about wrestling if you want. That's great.
Yeah, talk about wrestling. Violence. I won't know what you're talking about, but go for
WWE.
It.
WWE.
Yeah. You can also tweet at us at Teens Talking TCGS. Teens also with a Z.
CM Punk. Yeah. CM Punk, please email us and give us information on you leaving WWE. Punk. Give us the scoop. TCGS Teens needs to get the scoop on the whole CM Punk situation.
Yeah, we all know. Just put that out there.
People will know what I'm talking about. Okay, there's lots of wrestling fans.
People watching wrestling. Okay.
Tweet us if you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, tweet. I know what Royce is talking about when you're listening to this. Can I just point out also that I woke up like 5 minutes ago? Like,
good.
I'm out of it. It's these fucking time zones.
Yeah. Like, what month is it over there?
It's fucking March here.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys in the middle of January, and it's just all fucked up.
The Olympics is over.
You're behind 3 hours.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to give any Olympic spoilers. I don't want to give any Olympic spoilers, but the U.S. fucking owns everybody and wins every single gold medal, and it's awesome.
It's terrific. Also, no need to watch.
The Olympics end early because of the kidnappings.
In Sochi.
Okay, Paige, tell your story.
Okay.
Tell your story. Paige.
Okay. I don't know if there's much of a story, but I'll try to build it up as best as I can. So, fourth grade, I was a small child. Pretty chill. Good student. A goody two shoes, for sure.
Paige, should it be like a song? Probably... Should it be like a song the fans play while listening to the story?
Like, that'd be great.
What song do you think?
Oh, should there... Wait, sorry. Can you say that again? I think I misheard what you said.
You just said, okay, that sounds great to whatever I said. play a song. Give them a song they should listen to while you tell the story. Like, it can pump them up.
No. Shut up, Andres.
Just tell them to listen to Eye of the Tiger. Or...
Tell the story, Paige. Andres, shut the hell up.
Metal song, Headstrong. Headstrong.
Sure. Google.
Headstrong. Listen to Headstrong. That awful new metal song.
It immediately.
Okay, go listen to that, whatever song they just suggested. So, it will probably not surprise people who know me today to know that I was a goody two-shoes in fourth grade. But what would surprise them is that I was a scrappy little motherfucker, okay? Fourth grade, I would ask to go to the bathroom. My friend would ask to go to the bathroom. We would go to the bathroom, the same one. Other friends would come. My friend and I would fight each other. It was pretty cool. I don't know. I'm just going to confirm. I don't think the movie Fight Club had come out. At least I had never seen it because I saw it for the first time last year.
No, it would have. It would have. It was 1999.
Oh, okay. Sorry then. Totally wrong.
Get your fucking facts straight, Paige.
I'm not like in my 20s.
Have you seen the movie Fight Club at this point in your life?
I have seen Fight Club. I had not when I was in fourth grade.
Spoiler, Brad Pitt's dead the whole time.
Whoa. the kid
sees
out.
Dead people.
Edward Norton sees dead people.
He's just fighting ghosts the whole movie.
Keep going.
Anyway,
to Fight Club.
So my friend
and
I would fight each
human.
Other. I don't think I had any lasting injuries. I don't think she did either. She's pretty tough too.
Except for the shiv accident. The shiv accident.
We don't talk about that.
Wait,
so
you said that you could message her and ask her for details. You said that before we started recording.
I joked about it. I don't know that I want to do that.
I think you should do that.
I'll think about it.
So I have a question. Are you guys like, were you guys like, why did you think to fight? And are you guys like still, I don't know, I don't want to say still friends, but like, if I was like, hey, friend of mine, do you want to fight? And they would be like, no, we're friends. Like, why would you fight your friend? Like,
okay, that,
if you, it was your enemy.
That is a good question. Okay. Sorry. Right, okay, so it wasn't like fighting.
Stop, Andres.
Andres, pictures need to stop.
We discovered you can take photos on Google Chat, and we've just been doing that this whole time.
Hey, no. Don't tell people how we. Inside scoop on don't tell people me. How we record.
We're in fucking Wyoming right now, dude. We're in a studio in Wyoming, in the same house, but we're all in different rooms, Google chatting with each other.
Yeah, we're in the cave in the creek.
Yeah.
But that was an actual
cave. Yeah,
a literal cave.
Continue the story, Paige. Sorry for...
Okay, thanks. So my friends wouldn't fight each other out of, like, spite or anything. It was more sort of like... we fought out of respect. It was a martial art. We invented our own martial art, fought in the bathroom at my elementary school...
Well, the
if I remember correctly, right. So anyway, we didn't fight out of violence, or we didn't fight out of anger.
It was out of like mutual respect for warrior.
It was for fun. I don't know.
Well, the craziest thing about the story is that you said that it's you, your friend, and then a bunch of other people, and I'm just imagining a circle of like 6 year olds, just with bloodlust in their eyes, just like wanting to see like shit going down, just like. Being
two
vicious.
Must enter, one must leave.
I picture like a bunch of 6 year old Vietnamese men just like throwing money into the center.
That's exactly what it was. No, but if I remember correctly,
there's like chickens walking around the bathroom.
live chickens. Some slaughtered chickens. Mostly live chickens.
No, but if I remember correctly, I think a teacher like walked into the bathroom one time and was like, get back to class. Like, what?
I picture like all of you turning around and like she walks in and she's like, what is going on? You just, like, one of you grabs and just sticks him in the center of the room and they all start taking turns pounding on her.
No.
Or like they walk in and like Paige has like someone by the collar like ready to punch them.
What strikes me weird about that is that you're saying that she wasn't like, what the fuck is going on? Like, people are getting suspended. She was just like, oh, business as usual. Guys, stop beating the shit out of each other. Go back to class. I know this she happens all the time. I know this is part of your culture, but just cut it out. Not she during class time. Wait for recess.
She walks in, puts on a 10, and goes, my money's on Paige, and walks out.
God. No, but, that's amazing. Yeah, so I guess that sort of aspect of me continues till today, you know, like.
You fight people.
I'm still, like, a pretty small person, and, like, I don't know, I probably seem, like, fragile.
I mean,
you're, like,
what, 5'7"?
Well, no, Paige and I got into a fight in the bar after the pilot. I don't know what you're talking about.
Paige took a beer bottle, smashed it, held it out, and was like, any motherfuckers come near me, I'll cut ya. It was terrifying.
That's actually how I got like my job. That is how I got to work on the Chris Gethard show. I like threatened them.
Yeah.
Yeah, Get said it. We only have one spot.
You fought the intern before.
Is it like a gang thing where you got to get like beat up into the gang?
They tried to, and Paige beat them all up back. It was a failure on Gethard's part.
But I was
that
nice.
Was American Gladiators. Or 17th century gladiators or whatever it is.
18th century gladiators.
18th century gladiators. American gladiators.
Which I'm looking forward to on Comedy Central.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, if that ever happens.
Okay, so since it's Western month, can we all...
You're so pessimistic about it.
I meant like that didn't happen in the pilot. Like, whatever.
You expected the entire pilot to just be 18th century gladiators?
The show is called 18th Century Gladiators with Vacation Jason, and it's just Jason playing the 18th Century Gladiators.
Oh, it's a good game. Can we speaking of Vacation Jason, I think, should we transition into our Sketchfest coverage?
Yes, definitely.
Please do.
Please.
Because speaking of violence, I think one of the most striking things about the Gethard Sketchfest show, which was great, by the way, if you have a chance to go see a live show, like, the live shows are almost more insane. I mean, the only reference I have is the pilot, but it's just insane with the entire crowd and, like, the live aspect of it. But Vacation Jason was a very violent and almost evil iteration of it. It was almost a different character, Shannon pointed out. It was a Vacation Jason that loved anarchy and would just jump into segments that he wasn't a part of. And it was amazing and hilarious.
And that's very surprising.
It was. It was not a very chill Vacation Jason. I loved it because Vacation Jason is the best.
Oh, he's the best.
It was a bit of a surprise. Do you have anything to add about that, Chris?
No, you got it.
Yeah, I got it. Oh, at one point, they had a fight. The whole thing was it was Olympics, and they did different Olympic events. And for hockey, they basically just had a fight between Hitmaster Murph and Messenger Bag. That was beautiful. It was graceful and glorious and violent. So I think Messenger Bag came out on top.
Oh, of course he did. He's always a top. He's always on top. Oh. Messenger Bag.
It always struck me as a power bottom, to be honest.
Why would you These are that? Things we don't want to talk about.
Okay, we should bleep all of that out too.
Well, fuck that.
No.
Let's just bleep out this entire podcast. Just make a long, one succinct bleeping noise.
Oh no.
We won't add context to the bleep either.
Oh.
The only time we bleep is when Andres violates Comedy Central rules.
Yeah. I'm just set spoiling the Gethard show just unfairly.
I think just let's send Gethard to Comedy Central. Let's send Andres to Comedy Central Pilots, and then he'll talk about it, and we'll just bleep the entire thing, and that'll be a new segment.
Oh, gosh. Oh, we might.
Guys, it's I'd just like to point out it's 4:20.
No, it's not.
It's
1:20.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Shut up.
1:20, blaze it.
69, 4:20, blaze it, swag, swag, swag.
Hyphy.
Motherfucker. Teens up in this bitch.
I didn't show you this photo. Teens. I showed everybody else this photo except you and Chris. Me in a freshman year of high school.
Holy shit.
The thing went on.
It's a fucking podcast. No one knows what you're showing up.
Yeah. No, that's going on the Tumblr right now.
For everybody at home.
It's 100%.
Andres, you have to put that on Tumblr now.
I'm putting that on Tumblr right now.
But for everybody at home,
with no explanation.
Andres is holding up a photo of himself from what year? I don't even know what year it is.
Freshman year of high school.
You really needed a fucking haircut, dude. Like,
yeah, he looks ridiculous. And even worse, the video chat is adding like a cat face onto it.
This is going on Tumblr.
We'll post it on Tumblr.
Good, can I just say that Chris has probably said fucking nothing this entire time?
Someone just played a sound effect that no one's going to hear.
No, we can put that in. Royce, put that in the podcast when you're editing it. Womp, womp,
sad
womp,
trombone.
So much work. So much work.
God, you guys, this episode is much worse than
Good
the first
morning.
One.
Editing the bleeps in and shit was so much work.
Yeah, you messed up too.
Okay.
Like, you overlaid.
Yeah, you
some
fucked
pages.
It up.
It took me hours to fucking edit that thing. Like, it was like my entire day.
But,
hey,
well,
let's talk about TCGS.
Yeah, we should probably do that.
Okay, let's talk about our. We should probably all go around and talk about the first ever fist fights. I think that'd be a good violent thing to talk about.
Shit. I don't know. Do you have one, Andres?
Kind of. I have a fight. Okay, so when I was younger, I was very violent. So I do remember one point when I was playing Jenga in like pre-kindergarten.
That's less surprising than Paige being violent.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. It was pre-kindergarten, and I was playing Jenga, and some kid walked over and he's like, "You can't play Jenga right now," and I put him in a headlock, and I was just holding him in the headlock until a teacher separated us. Wasn't a fight, just me putting a kid in a headlock. Other fight was in third grade. We were playing off the wall, and some kid goes, "You double touched it. You have to go touch the wall," and I shoved him, and I'm like, "Why don't you make me?" And that was my second
so
fight.
So that was all you, just being confrontational.
That was just me being a douchebag. And then, actually, I got into four fights in fifth grade year, all of them off the wall related. Not a joke. I took off the wall so seriously. One of which was, I remember this one. A kid, again, told me I double touched it, and I turned around and I punched him in the face.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You were the goon, the enforcer.
This is a weird teen thing. I have no idea what Off the Wall is.
Oh, you don't know what Off the Wall
no,
is?
No, but I'm just going to assume it's the same game that we called Eagle Ball.
Maybe. I don't know, was it?
Or Handball.
Or Handball.
Yeah, I'm going to assume it's the same thing that we called Wall Ball.
You just bounce the ball off the wall.
Wall Ball, Off the Wall. I think
this is where you throw the tennis ball against the wall.
Wait, was it played with the tennis ball?
Yes, tennis ball.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that was different.
And if you don't catch it properly, you have to run and touch the wall or something.
We called that butts up.
Yeah, that's another way.
Butts up. We called that butts up, too. Okay, yeah, so.
Naomi's laugh.
So that's different.
guys, this is not Teens Talking TCGS. This was like
elementary school.
Elementary school. Teens Talking TCGS.
Teens Talking Elementary School.
Let's get back to teen shit, like fights. So Chris and I being twins.
You got to the same fight at the same time.
No, we fought each other a lot.
Oh, okay.
Quite a few times.
There would be times where we beat the shit out of each other.
Royce had a scar for a while from me.
For a while?
I still have a scar from him.
Yeah. So the fight where I have the scar is that we were fighting and it's super we were fighting and then there was this giant rolled up bamboo carpet that was like maybe like 5 feet long. And so we're fighting. Chris picks up the bamboo carpet and kind of puts it out like a spear. And I run at him. And he fucking, like, lunges it at me as I'm running at him. And he spears me right in the fucking eye. with a fucking carpet. So, like, there was a scar, like a rounded scar from the fucking carpet hitting me in like, the eye region. And it hurt so bad.
Oh my god!
If I might add, like being removed from the situation, very creative on Chris's part to just utilize the environment.
I feel
kind of proud of him.
I feel like Chris's thinking there was like not trying to hurt you, but like I feel like you were raised in a Spartan type of household where if you got injured, you were no longer a child they wanted, and they would just throw you out of the house. So he was trying to blind you in one of your eyes, so your mother would throw you out of the house.
Close enough.
That's probably why. I think this Chris's scar, if you would explain. He has a big scar on his
across
forehead.
My forehead.
He still has.
I'm not sure if you could. You probably can't see it.
Probably, nah, it's not that good.
The podcast listeners can't fucking see your scar, Chris.
Well, take a photo and post it on the Tumblr.
I have a scar across the middle of my forehead because in preschool, Royce just walked up to me and scratched my face with his long, creepy witch fingernails. So I've had a scar for like 15
years. I remember that
pretty
clearly.
Oh my gosh, good story.
Oh shit.
Also, I have a scar in my head. We're watching Dragon Ball Z, and we're
this
like,
"This one's your fault, though."
It's 100% my fault. And we're like jumping. We would watch Dragon Ball Z and like jump on our like parents' big ass bed and try to like throw each other off the bed. Like that would be like a fighting arena. So we'd be like fighting and shit. So like. Dragon Ball Z is on Cartoon Network on the TV. We're, like, fighting each other during commercial breaks, I assume. And, like, I get thrown off, and I'm on the ground. And Chris is, like, crouched down, and I think he's going to fucking jump off the bed onto me and start, like, beating the shit out of me. So what I did was I rolled, and I rolled away, but there was, like, a pot holding a plant. So as I rolled away, my head hit the plant.
Oh, no.
Opened up my head. And I just, like, holding my head, and I didn't think it was bleeding until, like, I looked at my hand, and my hand was just fucking crimson. And I started freaking out. And then our grandpa came upstairs and then got really pissed off at Chris and blamed him and, like, smacked him around a little bit. It was great.
Oh, shit. I got really sad at the end of that story.
No. Our grandpa's amazing.
Our grandpa beat us.
It was smacking around within reason.
And Royce blamed me, like, the whole time, even though he jumped off the bed and rolled into the pot all on his own.
Oh, yeah, it was completely my fault.
Okay, so
I'm trying to think of...
Do you have a story?
I have... I can remember... I don't remember, but a lot about... I was a very violent kid when I was in elementary school, and I
that's a surprise that we're all violent kids in elementary school. We're all terrible people.
Not surprising at all. But I remember I really didn't like this one kid, and I just wanted to kick the shit out of him for no reason. I just didn't like him. So I did.
Yeah.
And I beat him up on the playground, and he is now one of my best friends in the whole world.
Was it? He just took it?
I kicked the shit out of him. And
Yeah, but like, it was like second. Well, I don't want to say bigger than them, but like, I'm pretty old for my grade, so I assume that when I was like 6 or 7, I was pretty big for my age, and I just kicked the shit out of him.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Did you,
yeah.
How did you do it? Did you put him on the ground, just wailing on his face?
I think I kicked him, and I kicked him down.
Did you literally kick the shit out of him?
Was a steel chair involved at all?
Did you put him through a table?
No.
Damn.
I did not put him through a hashtag table.
Did you draw blood?
That's such an inside joke. No one's going to get
it. But,
that shows up.
I just did a rim shot.
I remember I have a little brother, as people who watch Sandwich Night. Alec is king. But Alec and I used to fight a whole lot, because we're very close in age. And I distinctly remember we were fighting when I was like 4 years old and he was like 2. And he was chasing me around my house. And we went in a bedroom, did like a circle, and then came out. And then I ended up chasing him. And I chased him, but I fell and I cut my lip open on our cabinet. And I was just like pouring blood as like a 4 year old. And I have stitches in my lip. Like, I still have a scar from that. That's one of my scars. And then, what is it? Like 10 years later, my brother was egging me on to backflip off a diving board. And I hit my chin.
You know the story.
And yeah, my four front teeth went up into my gums. And so everything that I've been through is my brother's fault. And it's even funnier because he plays hockey and I go to the emergency room more than he does.
Wait, did you mention the teeth thing last week?
No, not on the podcast.
Not on the podcast. Not on the podcast when we were talking later. Okay. Sorry, guys. Exclusive.
We are friends.
We are actually friends. What the fuck?
When did this happen? That's beautiful.
What? What did we become friends?
Andres,
no one can hear your stupid sound effects except for us.
The sound effects.
Okay,
work.
We're not even talking about TCGS. This needs to change.
Yeah, okay. We have not been talking about TCGS.
Favorite moments of violence on TCGS.
So let's talk about, our favorite moments.
Oh, shit.
Favorite violent moment.
Oh, easy. For me, it's really easy. I think it's still my favorite. My favorite episode probably would have to be one of them, at least. The hero's journey with Random Andrew. Because
yes.
I always loved Random Andrew. I never got the hate for him. He was always my favorite. And that whole episode, it played like an awesome superhero film where like no one believed in him. And then he just kept it together for Chris's sake. And that's why when Messenger Bag didn't stand up for him, I was genuinely sad. That really broke my heart.
Oh my God, me too. No.
So here's the thing about that. That's probably my favorite moment of violence. I have like a backup one. But I was on the opposite end of it. I was like rooting for Messenger Bag to like, fuck yeah, like Messenger Bag, get what's for you. Because I was such a Messenger Bag fan, of course, with the hyphy thing. And I had called up that episode, and I was going to say shit like, I was going to be to Messenger Bag, just like, you did the right thing, and like all for Messenger Bag against Gethard, until I saw Gethard, and just how sad and defeated he was.
So sad.
It was the worst. And so I just had this awkward call where I'm just like, yeah, I really like the Front Bottoms are my favorite band. And then he started singing The Beers, and I'm like, I didn't know what to do. It was super awkward because it was just, I could feel the sadness, and it was just.
Royce, can I say this quickly since you're on screen right now? I just saw your face. I didn't mention this. One of my friends that's a TCGS watcher said that she has a crush on you. She said that you're the cutest teenager out of all the teenagers.
Ooh. Yeah. You should be a guest on the show.
That never happens to me.
I have asked to be a guest on the show. We'll see if she'll say yes to that. Like, I don't know. Next time I'm hosting the show and I bring my guest on, might be her.
That'll be really fucking weird.
Don't tell Royce, dude. Really just fucking show up, weird. Please.
I mean, like, if this person's listening, like, it's not that fucking weird, but.
It's kind of weird to have a crush on Royce, person listening.
Oh, no.
So
Audrey's
just
right,
show up.
Yeah.
Don't tell Royce.
My favorite moment of violence is. Ah, shit. I just had it. I think it's just the human crane episode.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever Chris gets dropped on his head. And not because it's like, oh, it's fun. It's just like the whole episode as a failure is so funny. And I feel like I also like really liked watching that episode but just whenever Chris is like, you guys are moving me in the wrong way, dropping me on your head, on my head, it just kills it for me.
That's good. I guess, realistically, my favorite is probably also Hero's Journey, but, and I don't even remember, like, I haven't seen this in a while, and I don't even remember how it goes, but just the idea of it is so funny. Gethy getting killed. Like, probably.
Fuck yeah.
I'll go with that.
So funny.
One of the few times I've messaged Gethin on Facebook, so I don't know why, but I messaged him. Did Gethy actually die, or was that just a weird fever dream I had? Because, like, it was such a weird moment in the show's canon.
I just love the weird moments that are weird, even for, like, TCGS. Like, this is not violent at all. The Vinegar Owl video that just got released. Like,
oh my god.
Did was fucking amazing. I love that.
That was so bizarre.
I love Vinegar Al.
Vinegar Al has always been my favorite character, one of my favorite characters. And the fact that that was the video that featured him, like,
so weird.
Was amazing. So if you haven't seen that, just go watch it.
Seriously,
just be filled with joy. This is really random and shitty because literally I just woke up a half an hour ago and started recording this. We have to go someplace.
Yeah, so does Paige.
So is this the end of part one?
So this is the end of part one. But fortunately for listeners, we're not like Talking TCGS where we do part ones and part twos and you need to wait a couple of days.
It's going to be the same episode.
No, we're going to relate. We're going to have part one and part two in the same fucking episode.
Fuck yeah. Get hyped. Because
we like our quote-unquote fans. We're more just people who tolerate listening to this because Gethin tweeted
from
about
length.
It.
It's part one, part two, just because people were busy at the
yeah,
time.
Because we're busy and we can't organize shit, and Chris and I slept in.
I slept right through my alarm.
So I think that means that we're going to
That gong sound effect sounds the end of the show. Oh, no one could hear that gong sound effect except us.
Andres, no one heard it.
Andres, you got to stop the motherfucking sound effects.
Can we do an episode that's just laugh tracked?
No laugh track.
Record our own laugh track.
No, we need to record an episode in front of the live studio audience.
Yes.
And like, our goal is to be on Podcast Fest or something like that. Sketch Fest next year. We want to pay for them to fly everyone out so we have a live TCS teens.
Yeah, or like South by Southwest.
Our live, you made it weird. Like, really awesome. And
they have podcast festivals we could probably get into if we wanted to.
We could be like, we were in the iTunes top 100.
We were briefly in the iTunes top 100.
Yeah.
We had a screenshot
at
of
a
it
peak
for like
we
30
were,
seconds.
In our peak, we were probably like in the 80s, but I didn't see it then. But I think we were like in
I
the
think 80s. I think when we were like, is Talking TCGS and the Gethin Show in the top 100?
No.
We were above them. Very briefly.
Yeah.
So thank you
for
that.
We might be again.
Yeah. So subscribe, listen, rate. This is the end of part one. We'll be back literally for you in 5 seconds. For us, probably in
maybe we'll throw something in the middle.
Couple hours. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, what time do you guys want to do?
How about we figure that out
the two parts, just
when we stop recording?
Yes.
Okay.
Good idea.
Play us out and in.
Get googie, everybody. Right. See you in 5 seconds.
Get hypey.
So welcome to part two of the second episode of Teens Talking TCGS. It's been more than a day. We said we're going to come back in 3 hours, but it is instantaneous for anyone listening.
Fucking
the
Paige.
Power of editing magic. Yeah, it was all Paige's fault.
I do have a life outside of this podcast.
I don't, so.
Oh, wow. Brag.
Yeah, I don't at all. Yeah. I've just been waiting all day to do this. This is the highlight of my sad existence right now.
It's not
basically
much of a life.
Me.
It was a piano lesson.
This is what's keeping me going.
Oh, gross. For me, it was like I got home from school. I felt really, really sick, and I was like, "Well, I need to stay up so I can record this podcast." And now it's like 10 p.m. my time, and I feel just awful, and I regret everything.
It's only 6:40.
It's like not even 7 o'clock. Can I do an impression for you guys?
Oh God.
Sure. I hate Mondays, but I love lasagna.
Is that a President James Garfield?
Is it Barack Obama?
That was
Barack Obama.
Yes.
I get it now, yeah.
I feel like, did someone else do that impression like that? I don't know if that was in a Royce original or not. I might have just plagiarized someone's bit.
It was too accurate.
You know.
Your impressions.
I feel like only I'm stupid enough to come up with that, so I'm just gonna.
Oh man.
Okay, should we like start talking with the actual shit we want to talk about? Because talk like about we're just gonna go keep doing
well,
this.
First, let's do a scoreboard here, because the reason why we made this podcast was explicitly to beat Chris Gethard's podcast Fizzy Boys in number of views and downloads and popularity. And I think the tally we're at is how many page? You did the math.
I believe how many we have 1,078 listens. So.
Episode 1 of TCS Teens has 1,078 views. Fizzy Boys has a measly 1,007. We fucking
can say
guys, so we cream soda them.
I want to address that Roy said that we have 1,070 something views, which is not how podcasts work. And I don't know if Royce is
fucking
aware
idiot.
Of that.
You stare at the screen until your eyes like get all red, right? Yeah, that's how I've been watching podcasts for years.
Great. Awesome.
Suck it, Gethard. We're better at podcasting than you.
Hey, Gethard, message from Alyssa, go fuck yourself.
No.
I'm not
she
putting...
keeps sending those.
I'm not going to put another disclaimer in there. I'm just going to say flat out that Andres is a lying bastard and that Alyssa didn't say that. Alyssa, please come on our podcast. And if
we
you want
we
to
need
say
you
that,
so badly.
You are infinitely cooler than all
the
of
only
us.
Reason the only reason we got so many plays was because Gethard tweeted about it. Therefore, he just basically caused his own demise. There's going to be like an epic 700 play, like 900 play, like 1,000 play drop between episode 1 and episode 2, unless we get Alyssa on it.
Do we have subscribers?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
We do have a few.
Do
we?
We have 4 followers on that podcast website.
Nice. Well, speaking of statistics on the podcast website, should we transition to the next segment I like to call What the Fuck,
let's do
Guys?
Good plan.
It's called What the Fuck, Guys, because we have statistics here, and we can see where everyone who listens to the podcast are, and there's some weird ones.
Stalking you.
Like, what the fuck? Why did 3 people in Israel listen to our podcast?
Shana tova, motherfuckers.
Hey, to all you Israel listeners, l'chaim. Nailed it.
Nailing it, Andres. You guys are not
Andres
chosen ones, are you?
Reaching out to our Israeli audience.
I think there's... I don't know, China. We got like 4 visits from China.
Did we get one from Croatia?
But no plays.
Well, to all our Chinese listeners,
Croatia watching the Chris Gethard show.
We got like a bunch from Australia, like 20, like 30 from UK or something like that.
To Australian listeners, crikey mates.
We have like 694 from the United States, so like that makes sense actually.
We're coming full circle to the Andres racist thing.
Yeah, Andres is being racist.
Yeah,
that's great.
Like, so Mali, people in freaking Mali, we have one visit from Mali. Who are you people? What
email
the fuck,
us.
Guys?
If you're a Mali listen, yeah.
Email us.
TCGSteensWithAZ@gmail.com.
Let us know why you're listening, if you actually care. And then we'll probably respond to you with complete, utter shock that you exist.
Guys,
I'm really interested in where these are coming from. They might just be spam accounts for all I know.
Who knows?
Straight up, where the fuck is Mali?
Who cares?
I don't
we're
know.
Beating Fizzy Boys.
Yeah, this is Mali.
But have you guys seen the drop between Fizzy Boys episode 1 to episode 2?
India?
It's
yeah, we're gonna.
We shouldn't
well, that's
comment
gonna
about
be us.
That yet. Yeah, that
that's
is
gonna,
gonna
be
yeah,
us.
That's gonna happen.
But worse, because at least people want to hear what Gethard and Don Fidelli have to say. We're just random people.
I feel like the first half of this is completely unlistenable for anybody. Because it's mostly Andres' fault,
sucks.
Too, because Andres likes to play noises that you, the listener, cannot hear, but we can.
We can.
Can I say something
now
about
the second,
a fan messaging me about this? She was like...
Wait, a fan?
A fan messaged me. Like,
who?
This girl that I know from the show. And she's like, I just...
Oh, okay, it's someone you know, okay.
Someone I know, Royce, because I know people. And they were
okay,
like...
Okay, well, I just thought it was like a random fan of Andres. Like, Andres just has, like, groupies. Where it's just like, Andres, we love you. We love your depressing calls to the Chris Gethard show.
Hey, A.D. Brian knew who I was.
Best. Really?
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, when I went to the first time episode, I was sitting in the front row, and A.D. Brian was like, I was like, I like looked at her and I nodded at her and she goes, hey, are you Andres from Massachusetts? And I'm like, yes, are you 80 Bryant from SNL? And it was an awesome moment.
80 Bryant, if you're listening, shoot us an email.
You were a teen once.
Please be a guest on our podcast. And
oh, yeah, we should say this. Yes. We're looking to start like a Diddy Gethard campaign, but for teens.
To prove that teens are fucking better at social media than 30-something-year-old.
Yeah, so I
but
say.
But I think this is good for the fans. Like, ask the fans to like tell us who we should try to get on.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah, 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 anybody. I would propose that we try and get Paul Rudd because, as we know, he is a Gethard Show fan. So, you know, you never know. There's also Vacation Jason is a viable option because he's huge. I mean, he's blown up. Comedy Central loves him.
That would be incredible.
I want Kanye West to be on our podcast.
Woody Allen on.
No.
Give a hard-hitting interview everyone's waiting for.
Woody Allen is uncomfortably hitting on Paige the whole episode.
That's a teen's talk. Two adults.
Would us as teens be the perfect people to give that hard-hitting interview, though?
We would be.
We need to move on from this.
Definitely not.
We need to move on from
Woody
this.
Woody Allen, is it sex we'll icky? Your take on it.
Is sex icky? Yes.
Also, what is masturbation? I don't know what that is yet.
No one emailed us and told us what circumcision is, so I'm still a little
confused. Do you remember that call, though?
Which call?
I guess it was on First Times, I think.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
That call was absurd.
The best call ever.
You should probably say what the call is, though, because no one else is going to know what we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, sorry.
I want Paige to describe it because that'll be funny.
It was like a dude that...
Oh, you want me to describe it?
Yes.
Oh God, let's see if I can remember. Yeah, it's a guy. I guess he was talking about the first time he masturbated, and it was in college.
Yes.
And it just like
it was absurdly late. Was I feel so like.
It was really late, and then it was like
he was like in his mid-30s. Or
and it was like. Very unusual and very gross. Basically.
Yeah, it was like a weird color. Like he said it was like yellow.
No.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Does that count as a TCGS violent moment?
No, for him. No. For him it was probably a violent moment.
Not at all.
Just a primal scream in yellow. Okay, so can I go back to saying what the fan was what the fan told me?
Please.
Oh yeah, go for it.
The fan was she's like, I just finished listening to the first episode of Team Soccer TCGS, and she's gonna say thank you for listening to the whole fucking thing because that's absurd. And
yeah, everyone who listened to it all, thank you. But why?
And she said, I was like, what are your thoughts? And I expected her to be like, oh, none. It's great the way it is. Fucking said. Andres, you personally, you have to just stop describing things that we can't see. It's a podcast. And I realized the whole first half of this episode is me showing a picture of me from freshman year of high school.
Yeah.
No one's going to see that.
Did we record that? Yeah, we recorded that. Yeah,
we
that
did. I put the picture on the Tumblr, but still.
Yeah, so it's on Tumblr. It'll fill in the blanks. I've been wanting to do a podcast that's only visual. And make it like 15 minutes long.
I think it's the worst idea ever.
Let's do like a fucking mime episode.
A mime episode.
Okay. So choices for celebrities we want to bring on. Kanye West, Paul Rudd, or a random mime. Just anyone who's a mime.
Or we can get Kanye West on, but he mimes the whole time.
Or let's have a dance crew on, and they'll dance for us. And, you know, obviously it'll be really exciting. We'll all react, but nobody can see it.
We'll just be amazed. That'd be great.
But that's going to be expensive, flying an entire dance crew to the creek in the cave in my Wyoming, right?
We can get a Wyoming-based dance crew. I'm sure there are plenty.
Oh, that is true. We could just – I'll check the local Yellow Pages because people still use Yellow Pages. In
totally. Like
so
I want to call out Royce's shirt.
A dilemma.
Just going to call that out quickly. Oh, okay.
Andre, shut up. I have a dilemma. This is the least teen thing that's ever happened to me. I found a gray hair the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
And it was horrifying. And I don't know if I can carry on doing this podcast because apparently I'm an adult. And I'm scared.
Is that like that's official adult cutoff line, like gray hairs?
Just own it like Steve Martin.
Oh, yeah, or just become like Steve Martin. Yeah.
But there's a kid in my grade that has like a full, like his hair is like 50% gray. It looks like he's one of those like hot dads that has like touch of gray hair.
This just in.
Totally.
Like
Andres
16.
Is into hot dads. Yeah, Andres who are not hot dads. Actually dads.
Dude,
who
is this kid in my grade is a straight up dilf.
Is he a bad boy though?
He's not a bad boy. He's very straight.
He's a dad
dilf.
Boy.
He's old now. He's a bad boy.
I think that's the question that we need to ask listeners. Do you prefer bad boys or dilfs?
Bad boys or dad boys?
That's definitely the question. Tweet at us,
so like,
or email
tweet
us.
Tweet at us, email, just do anything.
We should keep an official poll.
Bad boys or dilfs.
We'll come up with like an official tally next week, and the official tally is going to be like, two people like dilfs, one person likes bad boys, and three
we'll start a
people
Facebook
were
poll.
Sad enough to email
we'll start
us.
A Facebook poll or
I'll make a Facebook poll. I'm definitely make a Facebook poll for that.
Do we have
I would just like to
three people like you that page.
I'd just like to say that Messenger Bag texted me and I asked him if he had any advice for any teens out there, and he says, don't go to college, start a band and do lots of drugs. So that's our teen
Messenger
advice
bag.
Of
Messenger
the week.
Bag. That's a real dilf right there, Messenger Bag.
I feel like Messenger Bag is a celebrity that we need to get on.
Oh, definitely, definitely. He'd be the best.
Yeah, maybe.
Speaking of, like,
I was like, I don't know if this is confidential information. You also said, you said you had a private conversation with Messenger Bag, and you immediately told us that he thinks that Chris is 24.
No, 25.
25.
Yeah,
years old.
I think
Chris Wilmot, not
yeah,
Chris.
Yeah, Chris
Becker.
Wilmot. But Chris, you lied to him at the bar, didn't you? After the pilot, you said he was asking us how old we were, and then Chris Wilmot just goes, "I'm 25."
I think I did do
you
that.
You totally did.
But I don't see how that is a part
like,
of this.
One, we had a pre-podcast called Twin Teens Talking TCGS. That should have said that, yeah, failed miserably. That should have said that Chris was not 24 years old.
Otherwise,
also, more concerning, I'm never going to have a private conversation with Naomi where I divulge any information because I'm just going to know she's immediately going to tell whoever I'm talking about.
She keeps no secrets, Naomi.
Yeah, that's true. I'm an open. Like, I'm very much like Geth, where I just tell anything. If you want to know that I'm shitting blood, I'm not at the moment. But like, I would say, God no.
That's, no, but that's you shitting blood.
Sound a little defensive.
See, if I ever
or
like
if Royce
like
is shitting
message
blood,
you
I'll
on
let
Facebook
y'all know.
Like Naomi, I'm shitting blood.
He is
I'm just
for
gonna
record.
Know that you're gonna tweet Royce is shitting
I'll
blood.
I'll tweet it right now.
Everyone's gonna
hashtag DILF.
I'll do that right now.
Go for it.
Classic.
Do it.
Okay, I just want to call out though before I forget this. Royce's shirt, it's absurd. Again, I'm describing
Andres,
something.
Stop talking about shit people can't see.
Okay, but can I just describe it? It's a bald
no.
ego.
No,
okay.
No, you
can't
describe
it.
I took a photo of it, so I'm posting it.
This episode
yeah,
sucks
no
already.
No one checks the Tumblr. No one listens to this in general.
Fucking fine.
What do you expect of
fine.
Anybody at this
point? Fine,
if
jerk.
Anyone has made it this far, they're a saint. To ask them to go check a Tumblr to see a shirt that we're describing.
I think this is about to be my favorite violent moment of TCGS.
What? The fight that we're gonna have here in Wyoming right now.
Right now.
I will shank. I will shank Royce.
Dude, I honestly don't think that Andres has much fighting.
I got into a fight recently.
Oh, okay.
Did you win?
Why? Tell the story.
Okay, this was actually like last week, I believe. Basically, there was a water bottle in the back of the science room, and I put a hole in the top and was squirting people with it because I'm an asshole. And
you are an asshole.
Yeah. And I hit this really tough kid from like this like tough part of Massachusetts. I was like, "You better fuck off, kid," like in a Boston accent. And I was like, "Oh shit, I'm sorry." And so like to quickly like, and then like, the science teacher knew it was like my ass, so he yelled, "I'm gonna throw that away immediately." But and he's like, "And if you squirt anyone else, like you get detention." So he turned his back and I squirted this one kid, and the kid was like, "What the hell?" And like I threw the water bottle away, and the teacher's like, "Apologize to him now." So I got like, I got right up into the kid's face. I'm like, "I'm sorry, you're such a baby." And I walked away. I'm just an asshole. I'm a terrible human.
Oh,
and
my God.
All the kids in the class were yelling, "You gonna take that? You gonna take that?" And the kid's like, "No, I'm not gonna take that." So he, like, cornered me in the locker room, put me in a headlock instead of punching me in the back as hard as he could. And it was – the fight was just me, like, being – my the shirt was over my head, and he was just punching me in the back, and I was desperately trying to put him in a headlock, and it was just, like, the worst fight. And it ended where I held him by the shoulders, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I apologize. And he was like, okay, just don't do it again, man. And it was really just sad.
Wow,
overall.
That's a really, like...
That sounds less like a fight and more like you just got your ass
over. Yeah, you totally just proved Royce right.
Yeah.
Well, Royce has been in zero.
Totally just got, like, beat up.
Here's my question. The guy who messes with my perception of Andres from Massachusetts, because I think everyone thought that, like, you're the kid who gets bullied and, like... and is sad and everything like that. You're just going around terrorizing people.
You incite these, like, aggressive acts from other people.
Yeah, you bring this on yourself.
You're like a giant bully and, like, out there somewhere, some kid that
Andres
is
you're
bullying.
Super immature.
Like, why is Chris Gethard so nice to Andres?
Andres sucks.
Bullies me every day and I don't have a comedian patting me on the back.
Although I do remember at Sith.
I just imagine that maybe Pete Holmes has his own version of Andres in Massachusetts, who's like the kid that Andres, like, bullies. And, like, he's Pete Holmes' sidekick, and Andres is Chris Gethard's sidekick.
We're going to meet in a dark alley and fight to the death, all four of us.
I like that image in my mind.
I remember at sandwich night, we were standing around waiting to, like, go in the studio, and one of the audience directors, like Rob or Hot Dog, were trying to tell us something, and Chris just comes up next to Andres and goes, do you want to heckle him with me? So I feel like, you know, Chris kind of perpetuates this. And then they just started heckling them. It was so funny. But I don't know.
Geth is like, where do you learn this? I'm like, I learned it from you, father.
Shit just got really creepy.
Last time I'm going to use this joke, but Gethard, that's a dilf right there. And I'm done with that joke.
Oh. No.
I feel like it was so uncomfortable for all of us because we all see him as a fatherly figure in some sort of respect.
I don't want to say fatherly figure. Like, maybe like a cool cousin.
Oh, so he's not a fatherly foot.
He's
not
a weird cousin to Naomi.
Explain that.
Chris is like that cousin, like, from down south that, like, just one too many times, like, family interbreeding. He has, like, one eye named Opie. That's what Gethard is to Naomi.
No, that's not okay.
Like, I reckon we got some nice little, I don't know, I'm doing a southern accent failing miserably.
What the fuck was that?
If you start a bit like that, commit to the bit and just finish it, Andres. Just say what you're going to say in the terrible southern accent.
Finish your racism.
Okay. I reckon we going to get some crawfish down here down south. That's my end of my bit.
Oh, God, that was terrible.
No,
that
no,
so
no.
Bad.
We should not have told him to continue.
This is a high water.
I apologize.
Guys, should we talk about TCGS? I feel like we haven't.
I think I'm gonna say yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's Naomi's job to come up with the segments.
Yeah, you gotta organize us, please.
Okay, so let me rally the troops. What should we talk about in terms of TCGS?
We probably should.
You're supposed to have this ready already. Like,
yeah, screw you, Naomi.
How about this? What does your TCGS crush say about you?
Oh, wow. Bring that back.
It's just getting real personal.
It's not your favorite episode. It's your TCGS crush. What do they say? You don't need to say who it is.
Well, no matter what, it's just going to say bad boys.
What does it say about you?
Mine's bad boys, too.
Bad boys.
I remember being 13 and having a very big crush on Bethany.
Wait, holy shit, that makes me feel so old. You were 13 watching the Chris Gethard show?
I was, yeah. My youngest son was 13 years old.
Wow.
What?
Yeah. And I remember, like, actually, this is very shallow of me. The reason why I kept watching was because I was like, oh, that girl's really cute, and I hope she's in more episodes. Not because of Gethard.
Wow. That says a lot about you, I think, then.
Oh, no.
It says that I'm a shallow asshole.
Yeah.
I think I know who our next guest has to be.
Yeah, it has to be Bethany, right?
For the record, I did ask Bethany to prom, and Bethany said yes, she would go to prom with me.
And so are you going to prom with Bethany?
I mean, no, because I'm not going to prom, period.
That's the way you go. That's the way to go. Honestly.
I asked Gethard to come to my graduation party, but the Del Close marathon was the same day. He was like, I wouldn't come.
He chose Del Close over you.
But, you know, improv got in the way. Oh well.
So yeah. Walmart Brothers, what are you? What's
yeah,
your
what's
crush?
Your TCGS crush?
Bad Boys 2.
Bad Boys 2. Boys in the is that Boys in the Hood?
Bad Boys 2 is not the sequel to Boys in the Hood. That's so offensive.
That's not a movie, right?
You racist.
Bad Boys 2, Boys in the Hood are different movies.
That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant.
I like the first Bad Boys Do the Right Thing.
I like Bad Boys 3, White Men Can't Jump. Bad Boys 4, Jungle Fever.
This is becoming offensive slowly.
Oh, no.
What was the prequel to Bad Boys? Django Unchained? No, that was just mean.
Yeah, this is just
no. Bad Boys 5, Friday. I'm running out of black movies in the night.
No, you got a whole mine, like, you got a gold mine of Tyler Perry jokes.
Oh, yeah, but no, let's not go Tyler Perry route.
Bad Boys 6, Tyler Perry's House of Pain. There's two colons in that title.
This is so dumb. This is the dumbest thing ever.
What have I started?
This is a nightmare.
Please tweet at us your favorite Bad Boys movie.
Hashtag I really want to see that actually. With a Z. Hashtag teens.
Oh, for God. The TV show Bad Boys and Living Color.
Chris Wilmot, the unsung hero of all of this.
Oh, he's been getting so much love. He's been people are calling him the funniest twin on the show.
I think that's just Rob
yeah,
Spencer.
He is. No, and that was probably just Rob Spencer.
Okay, come on. Name your crush. Stop pussyfooting.
Stop pussyfooting around.
No, I'm just going to pussyfoot around that one. Yeah.
Hmm.
You guys are being pussy feet.
It's just Andres at this point. I think it's funniest that way.
Yeah, no. Let's just single out Andres for being the only one honest enough with himself to answer that question.
I just been naming every crush I've had from childhood.
Yeah, just do that. Just like
there was a Julia Daraska in middle school, which I had a big crush on in most of middle school. I hope she doesn't find this podcast. That'd be terrible for me.
I really hope she does. I'm gonna just Google that name and just like tweet at her. Like, you should listen to this. Like 40 minutes in, you should listen to this.
Elementary school, I was afraid that I was like I didn't like girls, so like I made myself have a crush on this one girl. That was really
like Andres, is your life the life that Macklemore's rapping about in the same
way? Yeah, I was like, I draw pictures so good, Mom, am I gay? And she's like, nah, those are terrible pictures, by the way. if anything,
yeah,
just prove you're
just
very
the past,
straight,
present,
your artwork.
Future of Andres' love life.
Direct correlation there.
The better you are, the worse you are at art, the straighter you are.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
Sorry, Da Vinci.
Naomi.
Looks like you were queer.
Naomi, you asked the question. So.
Oh no.
But like yes, I made
myself. She asked that question just
to mostly embarrass Andres. No. I don't know. I'm trying to.
We had some good quotes from this episode so far. I think.
What?
We've had some good quotes in this episode so far, I think.
This is our most quotable episode.
That no one will listen to. No one's going to listen to this.
Oh, that's so sad.
We're putting so much work into
this,
man.
It might not hit triple digits.
Yeah, it's going to. Yeah,
we're
going to
get picked up by Earwolf, guys. Don't worry. Watch out, Scott Aukerman.
How funny would that be?
Well, we need to be on a network because I have to pay two $2 a month to get this shit posted.
Oh, bitch.
Whoa, language.
Here's the question. We save $20 if we just pay for an entire year.
How much is a cat year
up front?
Podcast?
That's $4.
Can we discuss this not on the podcast?
This is the hard-hitting stuff podcast listeners want to hear.
No one wants to hear
is this
any
gonna,
of this.
Is this going to last more than 2 weeks? In which case, should we just spend $100 now on it?
Like, what would that be? Each of us, $20? Kick in $20?
I guess that would be it, yeah.
Uh-oh.
I'm down for
my
that.
Mom doesn't pay my allowance yet, guys, so I can't, I don't know.
Ooh. I don't have an allowance. I have a job. Actually, I have $20 around here somewhere. I will send that to you.
Oh, God. Mr. Money. Pants over
oh
here.
Shit, $20 making it
Andres,
rain with a single 20.
No one can see this. I don't think you understand.
Making it this... rain on the podcast.
So much money, Andres.
Bill.
Where did you get all that money? He has like hundreds
so
of dollars
20.
Just flowing
I think Andres
through
runs
his
crystal meth
his
empire.
Creepy basement.
The other day, me and some kids from school went to Friendly's, and I go to an all-boys school, so we have to wear a suit and tie. Is. Oh, Friendly's. It's like a ice cream chain from the
you
East Coast.
You guys don't know what Friendly's is?
Yeah, there's not Friendly's in California.
West Coast.
Oh, fuck you guys.
That hurts my heart.
I went...
Tupac?
We all went to the Friendly's for like, I play intramural squash, so it's like the very unathletic losers.
What the fuck?
Intramural squash. So
you do go to a prep school, Andres. Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
so like, does your school have a lacrosse team?
What do you say?
Does your school have a lacrosse team?
Big time. Lax. Big time lacrosse Lax. Team.
Oh, it is a prep
school. And
it
he's
is
in Massachusetts, Coast, of course.
Yeah.
Is it all white people on that lacrosse team?
Oh, yeah, all white kids, and they call their hair flow.
Yeah, my brother does that.
Oh, no, that's a thing.
Wait, that's a thing. Wait,
yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that. People do that here? Yeah.
What about cabbage? They call their hair cabbage.
My brother does that. Yeah, my little brother plays lacrosse, and he does that, and it's sad.
Wait, and people make fun of me for saying hella, and that's the type of shit being thrown around in the East Coast?
Well,
hella is a great word.
It is.
Yeah, please, everyone use hella, like, actually.
Hashtag hella, tweet at us, email us whenever you use it. Thinking of you guys.
So we all
went thank you to
keep count. Keep
we
score.
All went to the Friendly's, and I was still in my suit and tie. Everyone else was in t-shirt and jeans, and I was in a suit and tie
Do
going to Friendly's.
Do you play squash
very...
in a suit and tie?
No, I just didn't. We didn't play squash today. It was Fridays. We have squash off on Fridays because the actual team has to play. So we all went. Yeah.
The B-string squash team.
They're like bullies, too. They're like, hey, heard
the actual team.
But the thing is...
Wait, the actual squash team bullies
like,
the intramural squash team.
The intramural squash team's all minorities, and the actual squash team's all white kids, so that they come in
it's
with
like
their sweatshirts tied around, and they're like, oh, look at the financial aid losers, and like, get out of here. We have to, like,
you're like the Mighty Ducks, and they're like the Icelandic hockey team from D2.
More like the
I get that
Fox,
reference
that 100%.
Yeah,
I'm following.
That definitely makes sense.
What kind of school is this where like the squash players are just rolling around bullying people?
I actually cannot say the name. The school's told me I cannot mention name on his podcast. I've been told.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Not only that, they're aware.
Yeah, it's
podcast.
Terrifying. One of my English teachers downloaded this and I'm like, oh no.
So do they listen to this?
I don't know, but like
I talked
to a teacher and he's like, you can't mention the name of school or they can have grounds to suspend or expel you.
How about what if I say stuff?
I'm not telling
fuck you,
name.
Andres, principal.
Oh no. It's terrifying what it could
Andres
happen.
Andres isn't afraid of your shit. Andres isn't afraid of you.
We're gonna have to bleep all of that out.
Am I really gonna have to bleep that out?
No.
That was so much work to bleep
out.
I go
to public school. I went to public school.
If someone says the name, you have to bleep it out, but no one said a name so far, so we're good. Yeah, so we all go to the Friendly's. I'm in a suit and tie, and I have in my wallet like $250 because of my birthday money that I still have. So I'm basically like the biggest asshole in a Friendly's right now. So like I could just be like, get me the nicest seat in this Friendly's, which is like it's all terrible seating. And like we walk in and this group of very like stereotypical Boston kids, like in Red Sox hats and like Patriot jerseys, all turn around to look at us, and I'm in my suit and tie and I'm like walking up like my rest of my clique, which is a bunch of short minority kids that were all like in really shitty clothes. And overall, it was a very weird experience eating at a Friendly's. Then we went to see the Lego Movie. All of us. All those people there. We're at that age where it's all teenagers. All like adults. Like parents. Like mothers with their kids. And then us. Very awkward.
Well, we saw Where the Wild Things Are.
Oh, my God.
And, like, it was us. And we were like teenagers. And the rest of the kids were like elementary school.
There was one kid by himself that was like elementary school. And at the end of the movie, he was just weeping.
I wept so hard
in
that
our
movie.
Row. And he just cried so hard. And we're just like, we were sad. That's a fucking sad
That's
movie.
The hardest I've cried in a movie by far. Where the Wild Things Are. Hardest I've cried.
Have I seen this? Did I say this last week? The hardest I've ever cried. The only time I've ever teared up in a movie was when I was watching Click.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you mentioned this.
That. I mentioned that last week. We're just always going to mention that.
It's absurd that people don't cry more at movies. Cause I cry in every movie I watch.
Oh, I cried during Air Bud. That got me when I was like 9.
I'm
what?
Pretty sure we had this exact conversation.
Oh, wait.
We're just repeating ourselves.
I've
no,
cried.
It was off camera, I'm pretty sure.
Are you sure?
It was.
Yeah, we would talk off camera too.
I have cried both times I've seen the SpongeBob SquarePants movie.
At which scene? Wait.
I can't think of a scene that would
make. There's a table like diorama of Alexander
outside of the water, and they're like dying.
Oh yeah, that's.
And I fucking sobbed.
Oh no.
I saw The Croods recently because it was like either scene. it was like when it came out, and my friends and I wanted to go see a movie, but that was the only movie that looked entertaining and not stupid.
Are you saying that 12 Years a Slave is stupid?
Well, okay, this was in like March, prick. Okay, of last year. So it wasn't, I think, I can't even remember what was out, but it was just a bunch of dumb action movies. So I saw The Croods, and the whole time, it was like, you know, a bunch of kids, and then like me and my friend in the back making fun of Nick Cage. And it was so uncomfortable. Because I think people were like looking at us like, who are these two assholes that are clearly not supposed to be here? Where are your kids?
Out here smoking the reefer, watching The Croods. Teen shit.
Oh, God.
I saw Cloverfield and I saw that the alien had hooves, I fell out of my chair laughing. Like, I was dying. It had hooves like a horse.
Yeah, like, at that moment in the movie, it was just like, I was not scared anymore. Like...
I saw weird alien movies that where they don't reveal what the alien looks like until the very end of the movie. Super 8. I saw that. Oh, yeah. I saw that in France with a kid that I never had met before until a day earlier. Like, my mom was like, okay, you're going to France for the summer. Here's this kid's family. You're staying with him. Never met him. We go see Super 8. He doesn't speak English. I don't speak French, so we had to mime everything.
Oh, no.
So I'm like... What movie do you want to see? And we're
that's
like,
a sitcom.
It was ridiculous. But then we get inside, and I brought, like, by the way, French inflation is insanity. Like, I end up, on the first day there, I bought a souvenir stuffed toy for my sister. That was half my money in one purchase. Didn't realize that until later. But, like, I buy a Sprite and popcorn, which is pretty expensive. And I'm sitting there, and a kid next to me is like, Juste qu'appelle un sip de... But there, whatever the fuck French is, Frenchies.
That's to the three people in France who listened to this podcast last
Shout
week.
Shout out to you guys. Qu'est-ce que je peux? And the kid was, like, saying something, and I figured he wanted soda, so, like, I was like, this is fine. I'll take a sip. He proceeds to chug the whole thing down. He just takes it, just polishes it off, and he looks at me, he's like, merci. And I was like, oh, go fuck yourself, asshole. And that's why I hate the kid to this day. Because he drank all my soda. And the Super 8 sucked, too, by the way. Don't watch that movie.
I like that movie. Hated that movie. Man.
Oh, hated it.
Are we going to ever talk about TCGS again, or are we done?
We did talk about TCGS. I told every listener that I had a crush on Bethany Hall when I was 13 years old.
Speaking of which, can we get an update on that date you were going to go on where you almost told your mom you're gay and everything?
That's this Saturday. And oh, shit, I can't really say much about it because she might listen to this, the girl. She did listen to it, actually.
Ooh.
And I don't want to say
it. Wait. She listened to you talk about it on a podcast.
She did, and she, like, texted me. She's like, you should probably change my name on your phone to Matt Brendan, which is a reference to what I fake named her. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't want
to
talk about that much.
Fucking podcast.
Yeah.
So funny.
Are you gonna keep us updated?
Yeah, I will. Like, unless the date goes terribly, in which case, if you
keep the listeners updated.
And, like, are you 100% sure this isn't a online predator?
I'm like 90% sure that it might be an online predator. But the thing is, like, I'm so lonely for compassionate and friendship. I will take a weird 40-year-old man grooming me if it means I can, like, have someone say they care about me. I have daddy issues. Do you guys not realize that by now?
A weird 40-year-old man grooming you is like only a few steps below Chris Gethard, isn't it?
Or the Zach Galifianakis episode.
He actually groomed me. He actually
groomed you.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, I will inform you guys if it goes well. If it doesn't go well, then I'm going to keep my mouth shut because she might still listen to this.
Oh, I have a TCGS question. I just thought of one.
Yeah.
So I know that, you know, the Wilmot Good. Brothers can't really answer this maybe as much, but, like, for the three of us, do you guys have a
West Coast.
Sorry. Do you guys have a favorite moment from when you were there? Like, something that happened that was just so funny live to you? Maybe you guys have, like, a favorite live moment.
Thanks, guys.
Sorry.
I'm just gonna take a step back.
Oh, fuck yourself.
Guys, I'm gonna be really honest with you right now. I have the Olympics on in the TV next to me, and the guy that just won gold for Canada, he has a mentally disabled brother, and the mentally disabled brother is going nuts, and I'm tearing up over here.
So Andres is an idiot.
Okay.
Well, no, that's a precious moment. He's not an idiot for indulging himself in a precious Olympic moment.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Is it bad that I was expecting a joke?
I was worried for a second.
I wasn't expecting a sincere reaction.
We all know the Andres hugging is an asshole.
Oh, the brother.
I was like, this
sweet.
Might be very.
So Naomi,
my favorite live moment. I went to Saddleby Nay Hive, and my favorite moment was
sleeping
the girl who was asleep.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Because like
that Jewel.
Yeah, that looks like Jewel Freifeld.
She kind of does look like Jewel.
But. The camera didn't focus on her as much as like I could look over at her at time to time. She looked like she was dead, straight up like passed out on the thing. It was so funny because you know you have this like these people who work so hard to like write this script, and then Chris is just like, yeah, she's still asleep, and just throws everything off. It was great. That's probably one of my favorite moments.
I wonder if they ever got any updates on that.
Yeah,
no one knew who she was.
I'm 90% sure she was a heroin addict.
How did she get in?
She was a drug addict.
But like, you guys are just telling me that I could have walked into the studio if I wanted to.
Well, she planned it. She was like, okay, I'm going to be really...
I just kind
of... She pre-gamed like super hard for TCGS.
I just kind of walked into sandwich night. You can kind of just walk in.
Live.
Yeah, you don't really need tickets really for that kind of garbage.
Garbage.
I almost said shit, but I wanted to censor myself because I was looking at the screen and the mentally disabled brother is smiling, and I felt bad swearing.
Yeah, but you don't feel bad trashing the show that inspired us all and like.
Hey, guess it. Fuck you. You don't make me cry. Actually, guess it's made me cry multiple times.
Yeah. Yep. Cried. I think we should maybe announce that next week's episode is going to be. A possible talk with Chris, but at some point we're
possible.
But at some point we're.
Is that actually happening? Have we made any effort to make that happen?
We'll email
Naomi's
him.
Yet to send out an email to him.
But I think more importantly, we're gonna.
So you just
we're gonna have an episode.
You just promised it without doing anything. Like, shouldn't it be arranged? Where you're like, yeah, Kanye West is gonna be on the week after Chris Gethard's on. I don't know for sure. I haven't emailed him yet, but
he's
gonna
say on the fence that we can get Kanye and Gethard in the same room together next week. Tune in; you will not be disappointed.
Big hype, hyping it up.
Okay, can I say my favorite moment from the
Studio?
Obviously, getting my head shaved. What's up?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Narcissist.
Oh, bitch.
My favorite moment in studio was every single one of my calls. They were so
Remember how funny my phone calls
I
were,
love
guys?
My two calls.
I wish I could be a bigger part of the show sometimes.
Oh.
I wish I just hosted. I just hosted every goddamn episode of that show. Paige, where's your favorite?
Have we talked about this? Oh, sorry, Paige. Well, can we... Well, have we talked about, like, I just interrupted.
Oh, no, you go ahead. No, we keep talking.
We talk about that if Gethard doesn't have a son, who's going to be his heir to keep on Sandwich Night going?
Oh, that's a good question. I feel like...
Death. And I think Andres is going to be it, right?
No, but, like, I hate my friends so much. My friends are such dicks. No, I think, like, the obvious choice would be, you're being sexist right now by picking me. A woman could also keep it on you, dick. Yeah. And I think maybe it might be Alyssa. I frankly do think it might be Alyssa.
I think Alyssa.
Yeah, shout out to Alyssa here.
I feel like you're needier than Alyssa, though.
What?
I feel like Alyssa's going to be president of the United States. And, like, you're going to really need the victory of hosting Sandwich Night much more than President Alyssa of the United States of America.
Well, that's fair. But, like, at the same time, like...
She'll be running the free world. You'll be running Sandwich Night.
Yeah, but, like, who comes out the winner emotionally? And, like, she may be rich in me monetarily, but, like, friendship-wise, who's going to have the richer friendships?
Probably her.
Well, you know what, man? I've discussed this. I've actually discussed it with people. My favorite thing in movies is when they go, like, I guess the real treasure was our friendship this whole time. Like, my favorite line. I want to do a shot, like, I want to get rich enough that I can just do, like, insane things, like, just purchase actors to make National Treasure 3 a reality. I'm waiting for National Treasure 3.
Yes. Dude, we're on the same page.
Yes.
I have this National fantasy. Treasure 3, Boys in the Hood.
I talked about this. This is
callback.
Wait, what?
National Treasure 3, Boys in the Hood.
I have this fantasy where if I ever win the lottery, or if I ever make, I think, $20 million, this is for sure going, I'm going to buy one of those bicycles with a giant front wheel, and then I'm going to buy, like, a tailored tuxedo with the tail, and then a matching top hat and cane, and then I'm going to have a satchel, and I'm going to fill the satchel with nickels and saltwater taffy, and I'm going to be riding through my town in a parade. I want to arrange a parade, and I'll be riding through my town, and I'm going to be throwing nickels at saltwater taffy at people and just, like, laughing my ass off. Like, I want this to happen.
You have a sociopath. Like, more than anything. You are a sociopath.
More than anything, I want that to happen.
We need to end this. We need to end this spot, yes.
No, I just interrupted Paige. Like, Paige needs to say what her favorite.
All right, Paige.
Okay, I don't know if I can choose a favorite. There were a lot of funny moments. But I don't know. I'll be a narcissist too. I sang on the show. That was really fun.
Oh, that was the best.
Yeah, good. I was afraid she was going to say genuine moment.
Yeah, that was the best.
But she, like, my favorite moment is when all of us got along and were best friends with one another. And I'd be like, oh, screw me. Like, my favorite moment was I was on camera for the longest time. Remember that, you guys?
Well, no, I also could have said, like, Weenie Feet Bobbins, because I lost my shit when Weenie Feet Bobbins came on.
I feel like Manham doesn't get enough.
Manham was fantastic. I was, like,
I still love.
I was a huge College Humor fan for, like, a really long time, so just to see Josh Rubin come on and nail it.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
That was great.
Josh Rubin wrote an amazing, amazing obituary about Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, yeah, I read that. It was beautiful.
Yeah, if, like, just, I'm just, genuine moment here, you guys. Like, if I was a big Philip Seymour Hoffman fan, like, you should definitely look that up. Josh Rubin did an amazing obituary. It was just a terrific story about how he met, like, Philip Seymour Hoffman, like, three different times in his life, throughout the course of his life. It's just terrific.
Yeah.
Look that up.
This is another moment where I thought it was going to go into tasteless joke territory, and it didn't. Yeah. So I'm proud of you guys.
Yay!
Very mature.
Thank you. Mature
beyond your teen years.
I've aged so much over this podcast.
And on that note, I think we all need to go do our homework.
Yeah, I actually
gotta go to bed.
No, it's only 7:30 here.
Bad Boys 9, 12 Years a Slave.
And goodbye.
Okay, this is over. Tweet us, email us, let us know what you think.
Tell us your favorite
Bad Boys.
Yeah, and your crushes.
Yeah, and your crushes. And check out.
Tell us.
Wait. I just want to say. So we have weird statistical things where we can see where you are. I want someone in Sochi, Russia to listen to this fucking podcast.
Oh, I can set that up.
I think, if I remember correctly, when I was at the pilot, we were walking to the bar and it was a big group of a lot of the crew members, and we were all on the subway platform. And we all were, like, talking, and so this woman was very curious as to, like, why we were all so friendly, this huge amount of people. And I think she said that she was going to Sochi. Like, she was being really nice, and she was asking us where we were from, and we were telling her about the Chris Gethard show. But I think she said she was going to Sochi. Whoever was there on that subway platform, tell me if I was wrong, but I'm pretty positive. So if that lady will listen to this.
I'm sure she
will. If she can put up with it, email us. And if I was wrong, email us anyways.
Is totally. Bad Boys 10 Lincoln, like just Abraham Lincoln movie like last year?
Well, this needs to end now. Okay.
Okay, we're done. Bye. Bye, everybody.
Okay.
Bye.
And now for something completely different, like Monty Python. You get that reference? Literally everyone else is going to hate me for that. I guess this is our transition into, we're going to have two segments by Colin and Jacob. You're welcome for that Monty Python reference. Super obscure, right? I'm so cool. Okay.
Thanks, Royce. Welcome to the Bummer Report, hosted by me, Colin from Ohio, a.k.a. Colin It Quits. And here it is. I know my speech patterns are weird, and they're going to stay that way for this whole segment, so be warned.
Okay, let's start with something really important. And remember, this is the first one, so it's only going downhill from here. You know what's a real bummer? The fact that you're not watching the Fox sitcom Enlisted. It's a great show. And the fact that you're not watching it is a bummer. Also, The Mindy Project. And who'd have thunk it? It's a pretty Gart show as well. Another bummer? I just said Gart instead of great right there. My obsession with moderately obscure, critically lukewarm sitcoms is also a huge bummer.
Shout out to Happy Endings.
And those teens out there who are still in high school like I am, I'm sure you know this feeling. So, when you've dropped a pen or pencil, and you can't quite reach it with your foot, so you're just kind of flailing at it, and then you slide underneath your desk and you look like an idiot until someone else picks it up and hands it to you awkwardly, that feeling is a huge bummer.
Now on to the real bummers of the week. The kind that are actually depressing and are not humorous in this segment that is partially a bit.
So firstly, there's Dylan Farrow's letter about Woody Allen. If you want to get bummed out, go and read that. Yeah, it's a real bummer.
The other huge bummer is the passing of Philip Seymour Hoffman. There's really no way to talk about this.
To honor his death, even though saying it's honoring him is kind of ridiculous because he doesn't really need me watching his movies to honor him. So anyways, I watched Synecdoche, New York instead of actually watching the Super Bowl, which coincides with the bummer that was my lack of Super Bowl plan. So I got two bummers for the price of one.
Synecdoche, New York, though, because that movie just wrecked my brain.
For the second half of the movie, I was just typing out a 15-page long existential crisis. Luckily for you, that can be the source of material for many weeks to come. So, on the note of the Super Bowl, sports, they're often quite a bummer. This may be off-putting and it may make me come off as quite a dick, but I don't really like sports. Perhaps it's the fact that I do not get along with the kinds of people who get devoted to sports.
I prefer my fellow disinterested sad sacks, which includes most of the TCGS audience.
I don't have anything personally against them, but I do not care about the sport. And somehow that becomes a massive insult to them.
I am the bane of those people's existence. This really needs some more jokes. I mean, this whole section is basically just Seinfeld bits.
On a side note, how do you enunciate? Because I can't seem to do it. This lisp that I keep on hearing when I play it back does not exist in normal conversation. I was saying sports are a bummer, but they're really just a bummer for me. I have no qualms with other people enjoying them. In fact, I can see why. I really, really, really wish I enjoyed them just as well.
I want to care.
But I don't, and that is somehow an issue. It brings my manlyhood into question. As if I had manlyhood to question in the first place is an entirely different issue. But when I'm trying to talk, it seems like I'm missing a piece of the puzzle in being a man and talking to other male figures.
I am in no way a competitive person. It just doesn't come naturally to me. I'm also incredibly uncoordinated and clumsy, which is another huge issue when it comes to sports.
When I was 6 years old, I was banned from pouring drinks in a friend's house because of my clumsiness. That ban still stands today.
That pretty much explains how sports are a bummer in my eyes, even though they've been a huge part of my life as long as I can remember. They have always been a bummer to me. And bummer has always been an interesting word to me, because it's really kind of fun to say, even though it's not a fun feeling. And that basically describes how I want this bit to be. It's uncomfortable, a little too long, sounds kind of weird, but ultimately funny in a way.
I assume you've all turned this segment of the podcast off already.
But that's me just being a bummer.
I really hope. I hope you stick with it and listen to the end every week.
But if you're still there, make sure to email us or tweet at us with your own bummers of the week.
I'd really like to see what you have to say.
So if you'd like to guess in this segment, you can tweet at the Twitter for the podcast or my personal Twitter, Call It Quits.
Rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, because how ridiculous would that be if we actually go up on the charts?
Also, side note, if you're going to send in bummers, please do not say this segment or my introduction to the segment. I've already thought of those insults, so got you there.
Also, wasn't the mortgage crisis a thing? I imagine that was a bummer. It has the word crisis in it. That was the end, if you were wondering. I was trying to end on a high note.
Hey, this is Jacob from Westchester, the Chris Gethard Show's most antagonistic teenage contributor. And I'm here today with a little segment for Teens Talking TCGS that I like to call, Shoutin' TCGS. TCGS! Alright, yeah, and that was, Shoutin' TCGS. That other voice that you heard there was my little brother, Adam. He's only 12. I don't know if that makes him a teen. I guess that makes him a tween.
Hey.
Hey, Adam, thank you for helping me out, Adam.
Okay. You're welcome.
Yeah, so take it away, other guys.